Everton in Rotherham as hundreds of fans have gathered to celebrate the Millers' promotion.
Fantastic for town and for everybody that's supported them.
We're proud. Proud of the town, proud of the team. It's just a good day.
What do you make of it?
I just love Revel.
A stream of applause met the open-top bus as the players, the management staff and all the coaches as well made their way through Rotherham. They went from the New York Stadium down Effingham Street all the way to All Saints Square, where hundreds of fans have gathered to celebrate their success and their promotion to League One.
This hour, Hallam FM can reveal Doncaster's children's services will be taken over by the woman who picked up the pieces after the baby pee scandal. Laura Pennington has our exclusive story.
Eleanor Brazil worked with Haringey Council after a report showed it failed to protect the toddler. She'll start in June after the Education Secretary threatened to strip Doncaster of its responsibilities. Michael Gove's also ordered a report, but new Mayor Ros Jones says that's not why she's doing it.
We cannot wait in order to safeguard our children until some decision is made. We are not preempting the report. We're actually ensuring that we've got things in place. We're seeking to bring about improvements now.
There's more online and on Twitter at Hallam FM News.
Hundreds of people turned out in Goldthorpe for the funeral procession, which was very different to that seen this morning in Westminster. The coffin and effigy of Margaret Thatcher were paraded through the streets in the back of a horse-drawn carriage. They were brought here to some wasteland behind a pub on the main street and then set alight.
If you just turn around and have a look at all the boarded-up houses, this is a result of what she did. So I've got no problem celebrating the death of somebody who actually changed my life for the worse and every single person that's here today.
For many, these scenes might be quite shocking and distasteful, but those living here say they're doing it as a mark of disrespect for a woman who they believe destroyed their community.
Our reporter Laura Pennington's been looking back over the case.
On Christmas Eve, Alan set off to midnight mass. Just a few minutes from St Saviour's Church where he was heading, he was attacked and left for dead. Simon Besant's the vicar there.
The moment the Christmas services were finished, I went down to the hospital and I saw Alan sat by mourning the family. And of course, seeing him brought it very, very much home. Christmas Day, it wasn't much fun.
The two accused of killing him knew each other because their parents used to date. Jonathan Bowling admitted murdering the 68-year-old. Ashley Foster denied it.
He shouldn't have even been with him. Two totally different type of kids. One good, one bad.
Vincent Shawman is a friend of Ashley's family.
I'm not saying he's not easily misled, but that's not the type of things that you would do.
Hundreds attended Alan's funeral.
It has had a big impact on all our green. People as well were frightened to walk, especially elderly that live round here. A lot of them, and I heard them saying that they were frightened of walking round.
Many in High Green say they'll never forget what happened, not only because it was so brutal, but because there was no reason for it.
I'm Laura Pennington at Sheffield Children's Hospital. All this week, we've been given unique access. This morning, we're at the critical care unit, where I've been speaking to office manager Kirsty Scarborough.
This is an emergency for a patient. All the nurses are running to that patient's bed, so it could be something and nothing, but it's probably something quite serious that's happening.
I've been to see Jack from Doncaster. He was here for 3 weeks after having life-saving surgery.
OK, let's practice your handwriting.
There you go.
Jack's actually 12, but he's having to learn everything again after he woke up almost a year ago and couldn't see properly.
It was really scary to wake up and just to have everything just felt really weird.
I went straight onto Google and just had the absolute shock of my life that is one of the main symptoms, a brain tumour.
Jack needed a 15-hour operation.
They did lose Jack a couple of times, and the third time the anaesthetist just told them to stop, basically, because it was just too risky that we might get Jack not back as Jack.
It was really hard thinking how to start to walk properly and have to talk and eat, and I thought that I'd be able to do these things, but I couldn't.
You can hear more stories like Jack's at 8 o'clock every morning this week. It's in the run-up to the charity's Make It Better Day. There's more online at hallamfm.co.uk. Some of the people I've been speaking to here in Norton Leys have been left a little bit baffled by it.
I don't know about the troll in my area, no, I don't.
The what?
A troll, one of these fancy doll things.
I don't even know what it means, to be honest. I don't have anything to do with Twitter or anything.
Curtis Woodhouse drove all the way from Hull to here to confront James O'Brien, the troller, who'd been sending him abusive messages on Twitter. He apologised live on TV to the Boxer this morning, though.
Can I offer my deepest apologies to anyone I've abused on Twitter? I've let everyone down, friends, family, and I do really feel embarrassed.
Afterwards, Curtis tweeted saying he accepted his apology, but did add a warning to others, saying, #I will find you.
Laura Pennington there, or as we call her, Troll Hunter.